referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes. That doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hubdy at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers likely for your Sunday. Southeast to easterly winds at highs to the upper 60s. For the overnight, showers ending, mostly cloudy skies. Lows will drop to the low to mid 40s. Shower and thunderstorm chances for Memorial Day as well. Currently 49 degrees.
This week on Viewpoints.
We have seen an acceleration in the last 5 years, especially after George Floyd incident.
There's been a big push the last few years to improve diversity, equity, and inclusion in the workplace. But where are we today? Then.
The thing is, like, we don't really have to choose. We don't have to be like, oh, I'm either going to be really fit or I'm going to have desserts and not be fit.
Cutting sugar from your diet doesn't have to be as restrictive as you may think. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
$5 won't get you much food these days, even on a value menu, unless you're at KFC. With the new taste of KFC deals, you can get a hot, juicy drumming thigh, creamy mashed potatoes and gravy, and a flaky, buttery biscuit starting at just $4.99. Son of a bucket, that's a good deal. The new taste of KFC deals starting at just $4.99. It's finger looking good. Prices, participation, and product offering may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
Certainly, we all want to see suicide prevention, and I'm certain that it does work to a degree. It's when I hear that all suicides are preventable that it makes me bristle, because they are not.
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
To the summer of 2020 following the murder of George Floyd. On May 25th, 2020, a white Minneapolis police officer knelt on Floyd's neck for 9.5 minutes, eventually resulting in his death. The disturbing encounter was caught on video and soon went viral. Protests and riots erupted in Minneapolis and across the world, reigniting the Black Lives Matter movement. Tens of thousands of Americans took to the streets in protest, demanding an end to discrimination, racism, and the use of unnecessary lethal police force. During this time, many corporations and universities saw this movement as an opportunity to look inwards and improve their diversity, equity, and inclusion practices. Between 2020 and 2022, there was a big boom in funding DEI policies, training workshops, and diversity hires. Companies added on specific executive roles, like chief diversity officers, to boost this progress. However, in the past couple of years, many experts have questioned the overall success and end goal of these forced policies. And these criticisms have only gotten louder after the Supreme Court's decision last summer to overturn affirmative action in universities.
The court upheld by a majority that race should not be a factor to be considered for admission in colleges. As such, there is a lot of nervousness, I will say to some extent, about what are the implications of the decision of the Supreme Court applying to colleges and now possibly being translated into the corporate sector.
That's Paola Checchi DiMiglio, the faculty chair of the Women and Minority Initiative at Harvard Law School and Harvard Kennedy School. DiMiglio is also the author of the book Diversity Dividend. She says that the Supreme Court decision has made many hiring managers feel nervous about the legal consequences of targeting specific races and ethnicities for hire. She believes these concerns are reasonable, but that doesn't mean their hands are tied when it comes to removing bias and discrimination.
Based on the data, I have seen that looking at candidates the morning from 9 to 11 have a tendency to reduce biases that can kick in. One key element is all the candidates that were seen during lunchtime were receiving lower grade overall. They were seen as less competent candidates. And the one that were seen in the afternoon were still receiving slightly higher positive review, yet we could observe biases kicking in regarding certain group being seen in the afternoon.
As the day goes on, people are also more likely to critically view candidates as decision fatigue sets in. After all, combing through hundreds of applications is no easy task, and it's difficult to have zero bias. Because of this, many experts are in favor of enlisting technologies like artificial intelligence to help reduce discrimination.
With one of the companies that we worked with, we have implemented a voice modulation. And we have seen that women and underrepresented individuals were having less discrimination from the reviewer when they were assessed toward the task that they were performing, especially in terms of coding and in terms of providing solution to the implementation of the services that the company was doing.
She touches specifically on some of the more common biases minorities typically face during the application process and job interviews.
I will say, you know, one of the most common is just your first name and last name. I think my first name and last name overall is something that will resonate with some people, but biases will easily kick in. So that's number one. Number two, where have you gone to colleges and undergrad will also create some other type of biases.
Looking at a person's resume or CV can also give a more detailed picture of their personal background. Do they come from money? What kind of community do they live in? Where have they lived before this? DiMiglio says that some of these shared details can do more harm than good during the hiring process. She says that there's no one-size-fits-all approach to these cases. Each scenario is different based on the industry, the company, and the open position. She gives an example of how an AI program can help level the playing field during the application review process.
So, for example, someone who have 20 years of work experience, where did he went to high school, college, and graduate school, matter a little bit less than someone who just came out of graduate school, generally speaking. But with this tool, we were able to leverage making sure that element were relevant to the job and not so much to where you have come from school or I will say socioeconomic background that allow you to do certain type of activity.
Today, more companies are moving away from specific hiring directives that involve race and ethnicity. Instead, the focus has shifted to creating an environment that's demographically diverse. This includes factoring in differences like age, gender, education level, and socioeconomic background, among other things. DiMiglio adds there's also a push to improve overall wellness and inclusion in the workplace. More companies are prioritizing mental and physical health and want to create a space where people feel welcome. There's no doubt that there's still a lot of work to be done, but the good news is that companies are heading in the right direction. To find out more about this topic and our guest, Paola Checchi DiMiglio, head to viewpointsradio.org. Also check out her book, Diversity Dividend, available online and in select bookstores. For more behind the scenes and to support our show, follow Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, Facebook, and X. This segment was written by our executive producer, Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Coming up. love a sugary treat? Us too. How to find a smart, healthy balance when Viewpoints returns.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead. With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination. Restrictions apply.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
Why are certain providers and medical doctors not listening to family members who have lived through a disease path for such a long time?
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
Ready for summer? Then check out Macy's and get what you need right now. Ready for vacation? Buy your swimsuits online and pick up in store to check the fit while you're there. Ready for the pool? Pick out the perfect towels, then pick them up curbside on your way. Last minute dinner party? Get same day delivery for outdoor hosting essentials before guests arrive. Get exactly what you need for summer just when you need it today at Macy's. More at macys.com/free ship.
So you just used bug spray in your home. Now what? Well, between the waiting and waiting for things to dry up and keeping your family away from the mess, it hits you. You could have used Zevo. Unlike other bug sprays that stick around, Zevo goes from kill to clean in seconds. Plus, it's safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
Alif Yamangil, food has always been a central part of her life. Growing up abroad in Turkey, meals connected her busy family together around the kitchen table, and the sweet indulgences here and there were something to look forward to. Yamangil has always had a sweet tooth, and living in Turkey, desserts such as baklava, Turkish delight, and fresh apricots and figs were commonplace. While Yamangil loved her home country, she had dreams of living abroad, so studied hard to get accepted into a top-tier program.
I did pretty well in college. I got into a PhD program at Harvard, and it came with a scholarship, so my family didn't have the means to send me to Harvard, but that way I just kind of like made it out of Turkey and ended up in this amazing Cambridge, Massachusetts environment.
Yamangil spent 7 years in Cambridge doing research and publishing papers, and earned her PhD in computer science. Looking back, she remembers how being so busy at school sometimes led her to not always making the best food choices. She'd often choose convenience over her health. However, it was during that time that she became more mindful of how the bad food she ate made her feel lethargic, tired, and bloated.
I've always worked out a lot and exercised, but I don't think I ate the best. I wasn't that mindful of how much sugar makes me crash in the afternoon, how much sugar makes me really jittery first thing in the morning, etc. So I think during my PhD, I didn't really have means to like do a lot of baking back then, but I started thinking more about like my diet.
After wrapping up her PhD at Harvard, she accepted an engineering role at Google, and today has her hands full juggling work, being a new mom to a toddler, and managing her growing baking blog, Plenty Sweet, which features easy-to-make, low-calorie, and low-sugar desserts. Among the recipes are one-bowl vegan brownies with a gooey center and melted chocolate chips on top, or easy blueberry oatmeal sheet pancakes that round out at 100 calories and 4 grams of sugar per serving.
I'm kind of a lazy baker. I will not go and shop for rare ingredients unless I really, really want to make something. It kind of annoys me a little bit when I see really tasty looking brownies, but then there's a sheet of 20 ingredients and things you have to measure really precisely, like half a teaspoon of this or tablespoon and a half of that. I just want people to have basic 1/4 cup measurement and just dump 3, 4, 5 things into a bowl, mix it, bake it. It tastes great.
All of her handcrafted recipes are under 200 calories per serving and are low in sugar, often using fruits instead of loads of added sugar to sweeten the treat. Yamangil also switches out traditional fillers for healthier alternatives like whole wheat flour, nut butters, applesauce, plain Greek yogurt, or sweet potatoes to add in more protein and fiber, keeping you fuller for longer.
We basically have a really balanced snack, like a snack that doesn't necessarily have to give us a huge insulin spike and a crash. So you can eat a cookie with your breakfast yogurt or milk and not necessarily feel really terrible at 10:30, 11 a.m. because it has all this good nutrition from the fruit and the vegetable and not so much added sugar and some fiber, some protein, some healthy fats to keep us satiated.
Yamangil isn't the only cook to take on this quest to redefine recipes and cut sugar. Jennifer Tyler Lee is an acclaimed cookbook author and recently co-authored the cookbook Half the Sugar, All the Love. She says that on average, Americans are consuming 3 times more sugar than the recommended daily limit. Common grocery items such as bread, yogurt, breakfast bars, and granola are all sneaky places where sugar can hide. Even if you check nutrition labels, it can still be confusing to understand the ingredient breakdown, especially when companies switch out granulated sugar for sugar substitutes like stevia.
Stevia is 200 to 400 times sweeter than sugar. And when you consume it, it tells the sweet center in your brain that sugar is coming. But when your blood glucose level doesn't go up with it, your body gets confused and you may end up craving more sugar as a result of it.
And what about more natural sources like honey or syrup, which is perceived to be healthier?
Honey, maple syrup, date syrup, molasses, agave, all of those are added sugars, just like granulated sugar. So we need to be increasing fruits and vegetables. And the good part of those fruits and vegetables is the fiber that's packed inside. So there are a lot of misconceptions. So it's great that people are more aware of the problem, but we still need to educate and then give families, you know, ways to live with less sugar in a way that's sustainable.
Creating recipes that make cooking from scratch quick and easy for everyone is the end goal. Lee says that it doesn't have to be a complete lifestyle change, but it can start with something as simple as switching out your store-bought dressing for homemade.
It doesn't have to be hard. You can make that creamy poppy seed dressing with pear in your blender in 2 minutes, and that's going to make a big impact because the dressing that you'd buy from the store, that package has 18 teaspoons of added sugar inside. So make the dressing this week. Again, 2 minutes in your blender. Throw the pears in with some Dijon mustard, a little bit of white wine vinegar. That thing comes together in 2 minutes. And it's a dressing that you can use throughout the week. So it can be used for salads, but it can also be used as a marinade, and it can be used as a dip. So you've done one thing for yourself that only takes a couple of minutes, but that serves you well throughout the week.
You can still be healthy without sacrificing taste, but it's important to be selective and keep moderation in mind. Yamangil is no stranger to finding this balance. During her first pregnancy, which was full of ups and downs and hormonal changes, she gained more than 40 pounds.
I think we put a lot of pressure on people, women, to be a certain way, but I think sameness is very overrated. Like, we're all very different. And at the end of the day, you just want a happy and healthy mom, happy, healthy child. And there are very different ways to get to the same goal.
As a new mom who was also trying to get back to her normal exercise routine and diet, Yamangil became frustrated with the lack of healthy dessert options out there. Unwilling to compromise, she started tinkering with her own low-calorie, low-sugar creations.
I did lose it by sticking to my usual routine of eating as healthy as I can and basically eating sweets every day, because I do not think that sweets should necessarily be not part of a healthy diet. So I was searching the internet for just healthy recipes, and I'm always baking. And one time I made these banana bars, I want to say from the Well Plated blog, which is an amazing blog, totally an inspiration. And I made them And they were really healthy. They're mostly sweetened with bananas and use healthy flours, a healthy oil. So I put cocoa powder in there and they came out these wonderful brownies, moist, fudgy, just slightly cakey, but not too cakey. Like you wouldn't call them chocolate cake. They are brownies. And the cocoa powder overrides the banana taste. In my opinion, some people said that they taste a little bit banana-ish. So I made these and I posted them on Reddit and they went viral.
From this positive experience on Reddit, she decided to build on her hobby. And that's how her blog was born.
So my friends and family started encouraging me, saying, oh, you need to start a little something, you know, you need to claim these recipes. And then I started considering taking better photos and compiling my recipes.
Today, as a full-time working mom, she's a pro at creating variations of current items to make them gluten-free or vegan, and also inventing fun new recipes.
My Sundays are taken by meal prep. I need to make lunch boxes. I need to make sure we have breakfast and lunch and dinner for the week. And if I'm going to meal prep some cookies or muffins or something like that on Sunday, I just want it to come together in like one bowl, 30 minutes, including baking time, and then I'm done and lunchbox snacks are ready.
Whether you're looking for healthier options for your family, looking to shed some winter weight, or just hoping to avoid the afternoon sugar crash, everyone has a different starting point when it comes to changing habits. Cutting sugar doesn't have to mean big restrictive cuts and pushing your sweet tooth into exile. You just have to be more mindful of what you're putting in your body.
I love sweets. I think a diet doesn't necessarily just serve your body. It should also kind of serve your mind. And if I can't have a little something to look forward to during my days, it's just kind of not almost worth being fit for. And the great thing is that we don't really have to choose. We don't have to be like, oh, I'm either going to be really fit or I'm going to have desserts and not be fit.
To find out more about this topic and our guests, Alif Yamangil and Jennifer Tyler Lee, visit viewpointsradio.org. This segment originally aired in February 2020 and was written and produced by Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
The fact that we saw remission in 37% of patients at week 3 after just a single administration is something that's really encouraging to us.
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. More Americans are falling victim to scams. Last year, losses stemming from fraud rose more than 30% from 2021, according to the Federal Trade Commission. More than 2.4 million Americans filed fraud reports with the government, and almost $9 billion went missing. So, what's the most prevalent con out there? The FTC reports that investment fraud has more than doubled between 2021 and 2022. This happens when people are tricked into sending money that they believe will be invested into stocks, bonds, and commodities, often with the promise of hefty returns. Once the money's been sent, many of these scammers set up very real portals showing big returns. But it's all a facade. The real scam is to get people to see these big profits and send over larger sums of money. Cryptocurrency investment scams in particular have skyrocketed over the last few years, with the FTC reporting an increase of 900% between 2020 and 2023. crypto, when compared to traditional investments, doesn't share the same government oversight, and it's much more harder to track down the criminal behind the scam because the transactions are largely anonymous. And once U.S. dollars have been converted into cryptocurrency and wired over, it's almost impossible to get back. Experts say never give money to anyone you meet online or a company advertising or messaging via social media. Many of these fake businesses now look completely legitimate and even have profiles on LinkedIn, fake media sponsors, or false celebrity endorsements. In the end, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. That's Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. We're not even halfway through the year, and 2024 has already been an absolute gold rush for music fans. We have huge releases from Beyoncé, Taylor Swift, and Billie Eilish. We also have new albums from Maggie Rogers, Ariana Grande, and Dua Lipa, as well as from bands like Vampire Weekend and Bleachers. And in case you were living under a rock, millions of us online streamed along as one of the craziest rap beefs of all time unfolded between Kendrick Lamar and Drake. But with all of those new releases, what has been able to rise above the fray and become music that you'll listen to on a weekly basis? Well, for me, the album of the year so far is Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter, a tour de force of a concept album that sees Beyoncé reclaiming country sounds and mixing them up with rap, hip-hop, and classic rock in an eclectic and absolutely electric fashion. I am also an unapologetic Taylor Swift fan, so the Tortured Poets Department has been on repeat, a dreamy but vicious series of songs that will crush your soul lyrically while delivering the highest of highs on songs like Guilty as Sin, Who's Afraid of Little Old Me, The Black Dog, and The Bolter. We also have an absolute banger in Hozier's Too Sweet, a potential Song of the Summer candidate with Sabrina Carpenter's Espresso, and new songs from Olivia Rodrigo, I love, Obsessed. Beyond all of that, Dominic Fike released a short little EP called 14 Minutes with some of my favorite sounds of the year on tracks like High Grace and Misses. Like I said, 2024 has been a gold rush of new music, and I still have new releases from Omar Apollo, Glass Animals, and Lana Del Rey to look forward to in the months ahead. I'm Evan Rooks.
$5 won't get you much food these days, even on a value menu, unless you're at KFC. With the new taste of KFC deals, you can get a hot, juicy drumming thigh, creamy mashed potatoes and gravy, and a flaky, buttery biscuit starting at just $4.99. Son of a bucket, that's a good deal. The new taste of KFC deals starting at just $4.99. It's finger-licking good. Prices, participation, and product offering may vary. Tax, tip, and fees extra.
The Radio Health Journal podcast gives listeners the latest news on what's trending in health, science, technology, and more.
Certainly, we all want to see suicide prevention, and I'm certain that it does work to a degree. It's when I hear that all suicides are preventable that it makes me bristle, because they are not.
Featuring medical experts who break down complex topics in a way that's easy to understand. Radio Health Journal podcast, available wherever you find your favorite podcasts and at radiohealthjournal.org.
That's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Check it out.
At the bonfire. Anywhere in between.
Best station ever.
Hey, thanks for cranking the country.
98 Q Country.
I was looking at pictures I did.
it brought back memories. You look happy, I guess. Got the life that you wanted, but it ain't with me. You would think by now that I wouldn't care. It's been a couple years, and yeah, I've had my share of other broken hearts, but I only shed real tears over ours.
Take this heartbreak and tuck it away, save it for a rainy day. Yeah, the music's too good, my friends are kiss tastes like whiskey. How they wake up, take on off, not even miss me. Leave this heart broken, holding that smoking gun. I guess that's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls, never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave the alone, it goes down, world where the sun don't rise. Rodeo for one night.
price around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Ooh, I'm so ready for this weekend away with my girl.
Hey, hit the road. How about some free gas?
Free gas? How?
Try new Febreze car for some serious freshness and you can win gas for a full year. Visit Febreze.com to learn more.
Say less.
You may not win, but you're gonna have a fresh smelling whip.
Thanks, DJ Fresh. Now how about some music?
Hey, yo, this next one goes out to new Febreze car for giving you a chance to win free gas.
La, 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 la.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 to enter in 73124 for rules and how to enter. Visit Febreze.com.
This is Dave from Kurtz Island Sports Shop with your weekly fishing report from Kurtz Island Sports Shop in Minocqua. Fishing has picked up as we move into the later part of May. For some species, the season seems to have changed ahead of schedule. Water temps range from 54 degrees on larger lakes to 65 on the smaller lakes and dark waters and flowages. Overall averages 58 to 62 degrees. With the Memorial Day holiday and the muskie opener coming, expect lots of anglers to be out and enjoying the good fishing. Crappie's doing excellent. Lots of reports from anglers finding staging, bedding, and post-spawn crappies depending on the size and the average surface temperature of the lakes. Small plastics such as tubes and mini mites fished below floats or without. Also, spinner combos and grubs, beetle spins or charlie bees, and the good old crappie minnow with a bobber. Nice catches reported with lots of fish in the 10 to 12 inch range, but some slabs of 15 inches being caught. Good to see some anglers not pushing those bedding fish and releasing those big slabs. Bluegills very good. Not bedding as some would think. The temps need to get higher, but good numbers of nice fish in the shallow weeds of 4 to 8 feet. Tiny tubes, mini mites, small leeches, and leaf worms. Nice fish in the 7.5 to 9 inch range with some honest 10 inchers to make things very interesting. Largemouth bass is also very good. Largemouth roaming in the shallows. Target using swim baits, jerk baits, Carolina rigs on sweet beavers or creature baits. This is Dave from Kurtz Island Sports Shop with your fishing report.
Hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Hey Wisconsin, it's construction season and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511wi.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511wi.gov. That's 511wi.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers likely for your Sunday. Southeast to easterly winds at highs to the upper 60s. For the overnight, showers ending, mostly cloudy skies. Lows will drop to the low to mid 40s. Shower and thunderstorm chances for Memorial Day as well. Currently 49 degrees.
1, 2, 3!
Country. 88QCountry.com.
Oh, ugly truth about timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started Wesley Financial Group to do one thing, help people get out of their timeshare nightmare. When you buy a timeshare, the timeshare company can raise your annual maintenance fees at will. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Want out of your timeshare? Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-939-1441. 800-939-1441. 800-939-1441.
And roll tape. In 3, 2, 1, action.
There you go. From being students in a class to being members of a class, a very select class.
Congratulations, class of 2024.
98Q Country.
Somebody truck in a farmer's field, a no trespass sign, a time to kill. Nobody's gonna get hurt, so what's the big deal? Somebody truck in a farmer's field, and somebody beer sitting on ice after a long hard day. Just right on that drop tailgate on a summer night. There's somebody beer sitting on ice. There's somebody girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer pressed against her lips. In that farmer's field. Somebody kiss. Somebody creep around 2 a.m. After a few of those beers, you wanna dive on in. You don't need no clothes to just hang them on a limb. Somebody creep around 2 a.m. And there's somebody truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips. Begging for another kiss.
disciple with a cross across my